John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
They say the desert holds its secrets well. In the heart of Nevada, where the dust never truly settles, one place seems to whisper them back. Goldfield Cemetery, once the final resting place for miners, drifters, and fortune seekers, of a town that rose and fell with the price of gold, is more than just a collection of forgotten graves. It's a place where history refuses to be silent. Here, wooden headstones tell tales of violent ends, tragic accidents, and the bizarre fate of a man who perished after eating library paste. The winds that sweep through the arid expanse carry more than dust. Some say they carry voices. Visitors report shadowy figures slipping between the weathered grave markers, sudden cold spots under the relentless desert sun, and whispers that seem to come from nowhere. Some claim the spirits of Goldfield's past still roam, refusing to rest, unwilling to be forgotten. Tonight we step beyond the rusted cemetery gates and into the past where gold lust, desperation, and death carved their marks into this lonely stretch of earth. Was something left behind? And if so, does it still linger? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Goldfield, Nevada, once a thriving boom town built on the backs of hopeful prospectors, was never meant to last. It erupted from the barren desert in the early 1900s, swelling to a population of nearly 20,000 at its peak. The promise of gold drew people from all walks of life, from seasoned miners and desperate drifters to businessmen eager to carve out their own fortune. But as quickly as Goldfield flourished, it withered. Like so many towns that grew too fast, tragedy seemed woven into the fabric of daily life. Sickness, accidents, and violence stalked the population. It wasn't long before the need for a burial ground became apparent. Goldfield Cemetery was established on the outskirts of town, where the land was dry, the graves shallow, and the desert unyielding. At first, the cemetery sat near the heart of Goldfield, not far from the railroad tracks and what would later become the infamous Goldfield Hotel. But as the town expanded, concerns arose. No one wanted to be reminded of mortality every time they passed the train station. In an unsettling operation, local officials decided to relocate the cemetery. Bodies were exhumed and transported in the dead of night, carried under the cover of darkness by a group who came to be known as the Official Ghouls. It's said that not all the remains made the journey intact, and some were left behind, their final resting places long forgotten beneath Goldfield's shifting sands. But that wasn't the only unusual aspect of Goldfield Cemetery. Wander through its rows of weathered headstones today, and you'll notice something peculiar. Many of the markers list the cause of death, a stark reminder of how dangerous life was at the turn of the century. Some graves simply read, shot, while others note mining accidents or illnesses. But one in particular stands out, the final resting place of a man who, according to legend, met his fate by consuming library paste. Library paste, made from flour and water, was a common household item at the time. It was cheap, and for the desperately hungry, it could be mistaken for food. Whether this unknown man ate it out of starvation or by mistake, no one knows for sure. What is certain is that his death has become one of Goldfield Cemetery's most famous stories. Then there's the grave of John F. Mager, the cemetery's own gravedigger, who suffered a tragic and ironic demise in 1918. While preparing a plot for a new burial, Meagher struck something unexpected, an old dynamite charge left behind from when the land had been used for blasting. The resulting explosion killed him instantly. His final resting place? The very hole he had just finished digging. Stories like these are enough to make anyone feel uneasy, but what about the whispers of something more unnatural? As the years passed, visitors began reporting strange occurrences within Goldfield Cemetery. Some described feeling an overwhelming sense of sadness upon stepping through its rusted gates. Others claimed to hear disembodied voices murmuring on the wind, the words just out of reach. A few reported seeing dark figures moving between the graves, vanishing when approached. Skeptics argue that Goldfield Cemetery's eerie reputation stems from nothing more than its desolate environment. The desert plays tricks on the senses. Shadows stretch unnaturally long beneath the Nevada sun, and the howling wind can make even the most rational person swear they hear voices. Then there's the power of suggestion. Knowing that the cemetery has a reputation for hauntings makes every creak, gust of wind, or sudden chill feel unnatural. But others aren't so quick to dismiss the claims. The cemetery's proximity to the Goldfield Hotel, a site notorious for its own paranormal activity, has fueled speculation that the two locations may share an unseen connection. Some believe the restless spirits of those who once lived and died in Goldfield don't remain bound to the places they were buried. Instead, they wander, lingering in the places where their tragedies unfolded. And if that's true, then perhaps those who perished in Goldfield's violent past have never truly left. The stories surrounding Goldfield Cemetery are as persistent as the desert wind that sweeps across its graves. For years, visitors have reported encounters with something unseen, something that refuses to stay buried beneath the sands of time. Among the most chilling accounts is the tale of shadow figures. Multiple witnesses claim to have seen dark, human-like shapes moving between the gravestones, always just beyond the reach of the eye. These figures do not walk like normal people. They seem to flicker, appearing and disappearing in an instant. Some who have tried to follow them report sudden feelings of nausea or an overwhelming sense of dread. A few have even described being unable to move as if some unseen force was holding them in place. Then there are the voices. Many who visit Goldfield Cemetery describe hearing whispers on the wind, murmurs that seem to come from the graves themselves. The words are indistinct, sometimes little more than hisses carried by the breeze. Others, however, insist they have heard clearer messages, a voice calling a name that no one else hears, a warning to leave, or, most unsettling of all, a child's laughter echoing through the night. Perhaps one of the most terrifying reports involves a phenomenon that has been captured on multiple investigations, electronic voice phenomena, or EVP. Paranormal researchers who have come to Goldfield armed with recording devices claim to have captured chilling messages from beyond the grave. Some of the most infamous recordings feature low, guttural growls, while others appear to capture desperate pleas for help. One particularly eerie clip recorded near the grave of a miner who was shot in a dispute seems to whisper, "Get out!" But not all spirits in Goldfield Cemetery are content with whispers. There have been reports of unseen hands touching or even pushing visitors. A man who came to the cemetery on a dare in the early 2000s claimed to have felt a firm shove against his back, as though someone was trying to force him out. When he turned around expecting to see a prankster, he found nothing but empty air. He left that night swearing he would never return. One of the most infamous stories comes from a local woman who visited the cemetery late one evening with friends. As they walked between the graves, they noticed something unusual. A single gravestone glowing faintly in the darkness. The woman took a step closer, trying to get a better look. As she did, she swore she heard a raspy voice say, "Stay with me!" That was enough. She and her friends ran from the cemetery, only stopping once they reached the safety of their car. But as they drove away, she made one final horrifying discovery. Her arms were covered in what looked like deep scratches. Despite, or perhaps because of, these stories, Goldfield Cemetery has become a hotspot for paranormal investigations. Groups from across the country have come armed with night vision cameras, electromagnetic field detectors, and digital recorders, hoping to catch evidence of the unexplained. Some believe that the cemetery is home to residual hauntings, energy imprinted on the land from years of tragedy, repeating itself like a broken record. Others suggest that some spirits within Goldfield Cemetery are intelligent, aware, and perhaps even capable of interacting with the living. And then there are those who think that something darker might be lurking among the graves. There have been whispers, unverified but chilling nonetheless, that some who sought gold in Goldfield may have turned to something more sinister when their luck ran out. A few have claimed that rituals were performed in the cemetery long ago, invoking forces that were never meant to be disturbed. Some investigators point to strange symbols that have been found etched into the gravestones, markings that don't match any known burial tradition. Of course, skeptics argue that these are nothing more than the overactive imaginations of thrill seekers, that the desert plays tricks on the mind, and that years of ghost stories have created a self-fulfilling prophecy. But for those who have walked through Goldfield Cemetery at night, for those who have felt the cold grip of something unseen, for those who have heard the whispers, the explanation is simple. The dead are not resting. Goldfield Cemetery is more than just a final resting place for those who lived and died in a Nevada boomtown. It's a portal to a past that refuses to stay buried. The stories of whispers on the wind, shadowy figures, and unseen hands pulling at visitors all point to something lingering in the dry desert air. Whether it's residual energy from lives cut short, spirits with unfinished business, or just the eerie tricks of a lonely landscape, one thing is certain. Those who enter Goldfield Cemetery rarely leave feeling the same as when they arrived. Skeptics will say it's the power of suggestion, that knowing a place has a reputation for being haunted makes every little noise feel supernatural. And there's truth to that. The human mind is an incredible machine, capable of filling in gaps where logic runs dry. Add in a few flickering shadows, a cemetery full of tragedy, and the sheer isolation of the Nevada desert, and you've got the perfect conditions for the brain to manufacture ghosts where none exist. But then there are the stories that defy easy explanations, the eerie voices caught on recording devices, the overwhelming sense of being watched, the unexplained scratches that appear out of nowhere. If you ask those who have experienced it firsthand, they'll tell you Goldfield Cemetery isn't just a place of the dead. It's a place where something waits. So is Goldfield Cemetery truly haunted? Or is it just another desert illusion? Maybe the answer depends on who you ask and whether they made it out without a story of their own. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.